Okay, we started.
Okay, let's say he fell asleep. And if he fell asleep, let's say we're all people he knows in his actual life. Then he could literally, we're just people he knows, and it's just his life is continuing, but in his sleep. And so it could be that he still has all of us when he wakes up, but at the same time, all these memories he'd lose.
Yeah, because like, let's see, I've known you since elementary school, right?
Yeah.
And think about it, I did this freshman year. So it's been a solid 3 years of time before this, right? So I don't know how I would somehow know Marco, right? But I'm assuming that my brain can, you know, if I'm on something, it can, I easily imagine somebody and imagine places. But like, most of my life has been around the same people. I'm around you, right? I've been around Dylan since pre-K. I've been around Willow since literally middle school. We were friends, sixth grade or like ninth, stopped becoming friends and became friends on and off for a long time. And now we're dating, right? It's all been the same people. And it fucks with my mind because every day starts feeling the same and everything is mushing into each other. And it kind of makes me depersonalize a bit because I'm just phasing out of reality, and it's kind of fucked up because I could literally like go to sleep tonight and wake up in a completely different body with all these memories with people who wouldn't know anything, and it would just be in my head. And I could try to rebuild those relationships, but how am I supposed to do that if I don't know?
It's like replicating.
Oh, yeah, it seems like replicating, and it would feel hollow because I feel like I've already lived it.
And like you're kind of forcing it.
Yeah, I'm having to force it, so I would have to completely change my life up, and it would suck.
But I feel like
so you'd like, still, I feel like, yeah. I mean, I agree with you though.
I'd say
100%.
I feel like that's a
there's
fear,
no
like,
disagreement.
All of us have
them. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like in general, just in life, because
yeah.
Like what you said, you don't know other people's conscience, but you can only know yours.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I know that I'm the only one alive right now, right? I don't know you alive. I don't know you alive. You could be figments of my imagination.
Literally.
But I know that I'm living and breathing, and I'm hoping y'all motherfuckers are, because I don't want to be the only person in this shithole. So
I believe we're not.
But I know that everybody thinks about that. It's just my case is significantly increased because I blacked out during shit like that. So
yeah.
I have literally I have no memories, but I was awake. So I could have just passed out from that and lived all of this.
Yo, that's kind of crazy though, because that would mean that if we had, like, let's say, like, events happened in our lives, and we told you about it, we're literally just mushing information into you that wasn't even there before. It's
yeah.
just a dream is feeding you random shit to memorize.
So that's why...
So when you wake up, that would fucking suck.
That would suck because, let's say I talk to you guys, and you're completely different.
Yeah.
You guys, I would have an image of you in my head, and then I would try to be friends with you guys again, and you would be a completely different person, and it wouldn't work, and you guys wouldn't understand why, but I would.
What if I'm still a dick when you wake up?
Well, everybody's a dick, so...
Well, but, like, what if I'm, like, as much of a dick as I used to be, though? What if it's that version of me, bro?
Well, it probably will be. It's 3 years ago version, so...
That is true. You'd basically waking up 3 years...
In the past.
Living three
so that
years
would mean that
without
I,
living it.
Damn, I'd still be going through a rough phase when he'd meet me. That was 3 years ago, bro.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was doing freshman year, but... I was probably high.
Makes sense.
My freshman year, I spent it.
Not high.
Not high?
I don't think so. Maybe, like, a little bit.
But shit like that is weird.
But I never smoked.
I have one of my used fields.
Yeah, that was a big thing that I had for me. Like,
yeah.
Just fearing that I would wake up and...
But
a
that's a legitimate
reality.
Fear because... There's actual, like...
That could happen.
Yeah.
That
it's,
could...
It's proven it's happened.
Yeah, it's proven it's happened. People have taken hits and been like, damn, I just lived my entire life, and then they've woken up again. So...
People who dream about the future.
Mm-hmm. It also kind of makes life feel meaningless. Because...
But I feel like from the start, it is. It all is.
Yeah.
Because...
But the
word, like... It all goes to nothing.
Yeah.
No matter what, it all ends. We all die. We all phase into nothing.
Yeah. Like,
so,
who's to say that... Any of us are gonna be like have a big ass legacy when we die. I want one. I'm gonna build
everybody
one.
Wants
I'm gonna
one.
Build one.
Yeah.
I have to, bro.
That's what everybody
That's
says
the
when they're young and ambitious.
But,
and then they try
but,
and then they fail and then they give up.
But here's the
That's
thing.
That's because
though.
They lose the ambition that they have for that dream.
Exactly.
And if you don't do that, then you're good.
But
as long
I base
as you keep
my
dreaming and keep pushing yourself.
Yeah, I base my whole existence on my ambition is my thing.
Yeah.
So if my ambition dies, I'm dead. I'm telling you that right now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High right now, taking this all in.
I'm about to be, hopefully.
How hot do you make it? Life's crazy.
It is. Have you guys ever depersonalized? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I did not know what that is.
You don't know what it is?
No.
My whole,
could you explain it?
Yeah.
Somewhat sophomore, all junior, and some of this year, I definitely feel like I was. But some of those parts, like what Marcos was saying earlier, you know, like we weren't talking much at that time, I feel like. Or we were, but it would be a little bit, and then it would go a while, we wouldn't talk. And then for a little bit, we'd catch up, hang out for a while, and it would be the same thing. It was after the circle with Matthew Carlos.
And oh, yeah, them. That circle.
And all of them, you know, like how it just kind of fell out. Like, damn.
I feel like that one fell out because of trust issues.
Yeah.
At least for me. Because it got kind of hard to trust some people.
You want to explain your personal identity?
You too.
Okay.
I feel like you have a better definition. I don't have a definition yet.
I really don't have like a good like definition for it, but basically what happens is, for my experience, you're just sitting there and then your brain is just like, damn, nothing is real, and you're like, just feel like you woken up, but you also feel like you're falling back asleep, like nothing is real, and you kind of just like phase out for a second and go like completely like numb and limp.
Oh, that happens all the time.
You should sound so happy about that.
Oh, shit. Oops.
But
for real, I'll be working, especially, like, because I've been doing nothing but dishes at work. I'm just, damn. And I'm just stuck in the corners.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. I'd be, like, at work, and I'll literally be working on something. And then, out of nowhere, like, it'll just click, and I'll be like, what the fuck am I doing in my life, bro? Mm-hmm. Like, I literally be, like, stop working on this thing, and I just look at it, and I'm just like, am I really going to do this for, like, as long as I think I'm going to do it? Or am I going to get stuck here? You know, it's like, nah, I'm not going to get fucking stuck here. And I go back to doing it, but I'm just, like, thinking all this shit as I go through it.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, all this shit that I've done in this time and, like, all this shit I'm feeling is still bullshit, so we just get rid of it. And I just kind of just drop shit whenever that happens.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm just letting, like, pieces of me fall off and building new ones. So it seems like I'm kind of just regenerating in mentally. It sounds goofy as fuck though sometimes.
My head is just my head. I don't even know how it is at this point. It's colossus, but I enjoy it.
Got to. At least somewhat, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of fucking cool.
That is.
They all blow up.
All my sweet and sour part.
Bro, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
8 plus 5 is 13. 13. Plus another 4 is 17.
Yeah.
And not including the 2, yeah, 19. Well, I don't have to ask for sweet and sour sauce anymore, at least. Like, I'm glad that I have fucking 17.
Just leave them in your glove box.
I'm going to. They fucking forget it. So
just don't forget
often
that they're in there when it's summer.
Oh, I'm not going to, because they're going to fucking explode and pop, and it's going to be everywhere.
Oh, that would suck.
I know. That's why I'll probably put them in my fridge. Yeah, my head is fucked. I kind of depersonalized from the first time I took it to the second time I took it. That's kind of how I view it.
My head's fucked too, but not for those reasons. More of like, I feel like mentally I destroyed myself, so there's no one to like forgive but myself. So that's what I'm really working on. Just my mentality, I guess. And not towards, more towards myself and how I think on things for myself. And I feel like that'll just help overall how I deal with things outside of that. Because I feel like it all comes down to who you are deep down when you are alone. And those, what? Fuck you.
What? I'm just getting
you. Why are you laughing? I thought you were laughing at me. That's why I said fuck you.
No.
I was like,
why would I laugh at you for that?
I don't know.
You're over here like letting your heart out. And I'm just like, laughing at some
Not like literally laughing at me. I thought you were just like, you know, fucking around laughing at me. That's what I was like, fuck you.
No. I'm literally just trying to get shit together.
I understand that.
I forgot where I was at though.
Well, mentalities are fucked.
Yeah.
It's hard understanding yourself, and it's hard accepting who you are, but you just the main thing that I think about is the fact that you can't really control how you became. A lot of how you became was your environment as like a kid, and that really shaped your mind, and it's just trying to accept the person who you are from how you were shaped, and then, and trying to change yourself to better yourself from how your family was, because we pick up a lot of bad habits that we don't realize just because we're like, oh yeah, our family did this, so we do it, and then we're like, once we look at it for face value, we're like, damn,
we become sensitized to it. It just comes with normal and a habit,
because how many times do we say, oh, my family did this, I'm not gonna do it, and shit like that, and we do it.
Just because it's out of habit, or it's just sensitized to us, where and or you just want to feel accepted by them.
Trying to get accepted by your family.
That sucks, though.
It is.
Getting, like, basically, you're, at that point, you're just trying to achieve acceptance, which is bad to feel.
Especially when you don't get it, or you didn't for a while. And then once you get it, it you question
feels,
it.
Yeah, you question it, and it feels unsatisfactory because you feel like you don't deserve it. Or you feel like they're overdoing it, and it's out of pity.
Or, yeah, pity.
So, like, if it's nothing fucking feels sincere. So, it kind of sucks, but, yeah.
It's just a feeling, or, goddamn.
We're talking about our feelings. She's getting ready.
I'm just getting ready to let things know.
Damn.
We'll go green again. You want one?
Yeah.
Which one
are
you
having? Surprise me. I'm good on that. Okay. I don't know, the flavored one kind of like...
They get...
Give me a weird aftertaste.
They kind of taste like plastic, especially the ice ones.
Marco?
Did you break it?
Yeah. God damn it.
Bro, what kind of shot glasses are those?
These are weird plastic ones. I bought these because they look fun. But I mean, you're not going to use them.
I just want
to. Because, you know, I bought them. So I really
mine really is. For new use, right?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I thought you were just trying to finger out another one.
I'm going to mix one real quick. Mix the shot.
With what?
I made it last night. Boom. Can you open my phone, please? Never mind, it's recording. Forgot about that.
What were you gonna do?
I was gonna try to remember the shot, but I do remember the shot, and I have the other drink for a little. That's what I need. That's what I need.
It's a ghost energy drink.
Oh.
It's
doesn't that have like
caffeine?
Yeah, a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
Bro, caffeine. Heart attack?
Question. No, we already have one named Heart Attack. This one
he said we already have one called Heart Attack.
It has Red Bull. But this one, I forgot, we named it Ghost. We named it Whitney's Ghost. Whitney's Ghost because the drink and then the ghost. But it just seemed right at the time when I was drunk.
I mean, yeah, honestly. Or Ghost Whitney.
I don't know.
Because it's like a ghost named Whitney, you know?
I prefer Whitney Ghost.
Yeah, Whitney Ghost.
Whitney
who was a ghost.
It was with the it was with the raspberry one of these, but I'm gonna go peach right now. Sorry. Why'd you throw your hand in the air?
My name's Lou.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna go take a shit.
Because he's American.
Because I'm American. All right, keep Brandon.
Who?
Didn't he fly L over there?
Didn't he fly what?
Didn't he fly his girl over there?
Pretty sure I saw them.
Probably,
I saw him poster.
Yeah, he's
like
posting,
they were
right?
Like
a lot.
Yeah, because then they break up for it, and then now they're back together.
Yeah, and then they're getting married.
Yeah, they're getting married. That's nice as well. And Willis is having a kid.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a kid. Isabel's having a kid, but they chose to have one, which is better.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's good.
Yeah. They wasn't like, oh shit. No, they were like, they told me that they were trying, and I was like, oh, that's fucking sick.
Hell yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, because she's like my sister, so it's like it's cool to know, and I'm gonna be an uncle, so that's fucking dope. And I told her that I'm gonna...
Being an uncle is a good feeling. It's like having... Almost like having a son, but...
But just not
it's just...
Like,
yeah.
Fucking,
like, I can punch this kid if I want. And get away with it.
I told her I'm gonna teach her son how to get bitches. And
do
she
what?
Got mad. How to get bitches.
Bro.
and she got mad, and I was, and then her boyfriend, he was cool with it, and he was like, I bet someone do it.
Locking up with other siblings, goddammit.
Listen, if they're gonna be my nephews and nieces and shit,
bro, you know what's crazy?
Like, chill.
My siblings are like, some of my siblings are as old as some of my friends' parents.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's true. Your siblings are older.
Like 36.
Zero siblings.
I think that's the oldest one.
I'm the oldest.
Or no. 35. I think 35. 35 or 36 is the oldest. And then 34. And then 27. 26. About to be Mika's 21. And then I'm 18.
I'm gonna ask her to buy me up.
No, I'm just kidding. She probably would.
Let me name off my siblings. Nah,
she would never. It's against the law. She wouldn't.
That's true.
She's got a job. A good job.
Yeah, she gets paid good.
She can't. Wait, what was it? That?
Yeah. A little bit of that.
How much? Third? Like a little bit?
A third. That's fucking half.
I heard one, three fourths almost. That's what it came to my head. And then I was like, wait, no, a third.
Bro. More.
I think that's good.
Yeah, it's fine. And then I poured some pink with meat. But I was so sad about the podcast. I was like, how am I supposed to do it now? I was like, this is so fucking sad. I have to do it alone. And then I was like,
Yeah, I listened to that first podcast you put out by yourself. I was like, I was at school.
And
I was
just, on the personal one?
Yeah. I was just like, yo. Back.
Yeah. I was like, I don't need to do shit. I just like to express my shit. And I was like, I'm gonna do it on here, might as well.
I mean, somewhere to do it.
Exactly. After Whitney, go from this piece of shit.
That shit looks dangerous.
It's toxic. Bro, it even goes orange in yours, and yours is blue.
Bro, for real.
Mine's like more see-through than yours, and yours still goes orange.
Pretty fucking orange.
That's pretty dangerous.
Like, even like, look at it to the top. But I think I have a little bit more pink weenie than you do.
No, you had more fucking ghost.
No, because I drank a little bit even after I said, I think this is good.
Did you?
Yeah, I took, it was like right where my nose is.
I don't know. I might have put more of this one in here because of the taste.
Yeah. All right. Let's not spill this shit.
Oh, bro.
Cheers.
Not that bad. It kills most of it for me. Not most of it. It kills like a third of it.
Yeah. I'm just like, it's the flavor of the pink Whitney and the peach that is just kind of like
fighting for you.
Yeah,
for me
they're kind of fighting in my taste buds.
For me, I like the combination, but honestly, if that's the case, you probably like the raspberry one better.
Yeah, the raspberry sounds way more pleasing.
What's another raspberry?
Because we still have an open pack.
Oh my god,
I bought 2 bags.
Oh my god.
I had to be prepared,
bro. And Brandon said y'all might not have any more left.
When? Yesterday?
Yeah, last night.
Nah, bro. Fucking, I don't know what the fuck happened. Apparently, I was like, I'm gonna go use the restroom real quick. Apparently, I was gone for like 15 minutes, and then when he went in there, apparently I was in there for like 15 minutes, and I walked into the bed, and I just fucking died.
What the fuck?
And I was like, how the fuck that even when I fucking pass out, I'm like still going to the bed? And then fucking, But we were literally drinking and smoking here. We were playing Buzz.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he was like, I want to get to know
you. Oh, let's play that.
Oh, shit.
There's something to do.
While doing this. This is perfect. This is something I wanted to do because I literally told Brandon about this morning. I was like, yeah. I want questions like this for my podcast.
Literally. And like, if we don't, if it's podcast, we don't have questions or something like that already planned out, this is something to do if we have free time.
Like emergency.
Or like we could, free. Instead of doing Buzz like this, we could do Buzz like this. You see what I'm saying?
Or either or.
Like every time you got to do it, you got to take a rip. And not no small rip. It's like 5 second rips and you have to clear it.
So it's either a big rip or a shot?
Yeah.
Okay. We're playing Buzz.
I found that out when I walked in here again.
You want to play?
Sure.
We're doing bong rips too.
I was about to say, I'll do bong rips instead.
All right, but they're like 5 second bong rips.
I'm driving 26 minutes.
Yeah.
In 26 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to take smaller bong rips. And then whenever I come
back. Pussy hits.
And then when I come back, I'll hit up harder.
Where are you going?
To Walmart for 15 minutes.
Oh, for a break?
Aw.
Aww.
I figure you guys are just gonna chill in the parking lot.
Honestly, there's no point driving over here if you have to drive.
No,
back.
I'm saying to like, he's not gonna go inside.
Yeah,
he's probably gonna just sit outside.
I'm literally gonna sit outside.
He's gonna go out there.
Mm.
I'm because I'm pretty sure that's what most people just do. Because nobody likes to really just chill in Walmart.
Yeah. I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Not unless I'm alone. Then I just go to bug people.
Yeah, because then you know like 60% of the workers.
Yeah. I just happen to be cool with like 60% of the workers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I don't like my haircut.
It doesn't look too bad. Whenever you said it, I thought it was gonna look really bad.
I just feel like she went too high on the fade. That's
she
it.
Did, but what's it called? At the same time, only people that like really care are gonna mention it. You.
I've been
your biggest criticizer.
Yeah, I've been clowning myself since I had it. Literally, like I already told you. Walked out the building because Ellie took me, and I told this motherfucker, I was just like, bro,
I wouldn't.
I hate
buzz
this
it,
shit.
Though. I wouldn't.
I want to buzz. I'm probably gonna buzz. I'm like most likely gonna buzz my.
No,
shit off
I wouldn't head. Buzz it because but, if you do that, then you have to start over.
Yeah,
let it do its thing.
They put that in my head, so like, my hair already straightened out too much.
Yeah.
After buzzing it, I can only imagine again.
Damn, it's gonna be like Brayden's hair.
Yeah, probably because it's wavy, but it's just not. I have pictures of how curly my hair was, bro. Mm.
Yeah, I think one popped up on my Snapchat the other day. On my Snap memories.
Like, and they were natural, bro.
He had nice long hair. Everybody said it. And then people were like, whenever, afterwards, people were literally asking me, why'd Milo cut his hair? It was so good.
You had long hair for a long time. I remember you prominently with long hair. And then you cut it. And then I stopped seeing you at all.
He disappeared.
Yeah.
Alright, let's see the first card. Gosh, I hate the stick. Whenever
and I used to wear it in a man bun a lot.
Yeah.
Says, players that went to summer camp.
You can kind of see.
Yeah.
It says, players that went to summer camp, take a drink for being so annoying that your parents had to send you away. Anybody go to summer camp here?
Does my grandpa's count?
Yeah.
Did they do it every summer?
No, but they did it one summer. Like for a month or so, or something like that, they sent me to him, and I stayed there.
I don't know if that counts because that's not summer camp.
Yeah, that's In Florida, I don't know what it was, but it just made my hair like fucking curly as shit.
Humidity.
I remember that.
The humidity there.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucks your hair.
My hair was also very wavy there. It was weird.
Humidity.
Yeah. Drink. Actually, no. Somebody else fucking draw one.
Here, put it in the middle. Drink if you have multiple alarms set on your phone that are only minutes apart.
God damn it.
Fuck.
That's me.
Me too.
Fucking, I have them like 30 minutes apart, but it's like 4 alarms on my phone. And then I have 2 alarm clocks, so...
One alarm at 7:35. That's it.
I think I'm gonna go back to the split in the middle.
Oh, like that hairline?
Huh? Just the split? How I used to split it down
like
the middle?
The what's it called?
middle part.
Yeah.
The rich boy cut. That's how I view it. Because every time I see people,
it's a like, what?
The rich boy cut. Because I think of people like with their head parted when.
Is that why you parted this way,
bro?
Yeah, that's why I parted this way. That's why I don't do it in the middle. I view it as the rich boy cut, and I hate it. So I
always. Oh, it's only a shot like that.
No, I'm adding one.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna just do half and half with the peach.
I thought you were gonna use a raspberry.
Or a raspberry, I meant.
Same add difference. More pink Whitney, because it's already very orange. I don't know. Whenever I had my long hair, it was like, it was mostly down the middle, but that's just because it was naturally like that.
My hair kind of naturally parts to one side. So, or it's completely dead.
I do this a lot, so I feel like that's why my hair just started naturally. Like, you could probably see it already. It's kind of like...
No, your hair's just all fucked up right now. It's all just mixed. That's all. It's not parting at all. It's too short right now.
Wooster. Yeah.
Oh, those are all fucking card. You guys take your shots.
Ready, Milo?
Let's not spill it.
Again.
Please. Cheers. Way better. Or I used to like...
I used almost no ghost.
Just like how it is right now, just a mess. On top, a nest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all making me regret cutting my hair.
Good.
You said good. You long hair is better.
It is. Why do you think I still have mine?
Why do you think I always go back to long hair?
How long ago is this?
Every time I decide to cut it, I always go back to long hair.
This is 2022, December 4th. 2 years ago.
Damn. What was a card?
2 years ago.
God damn.
I look so different.
It was if you have a 4.5 stars on Uber. Oh, I don't think any of us use fucking Uber. Yeah. So. No.
Or just pick another one.
So let's see. If a fire happens, right, we're going down the stairs and we're leaving because it's very easy, right? Kind of a small apartment. Now both of you guys are going to get drinks because they told me to give out 2 drinks and there's only 2 of you. So...
The player, what? The player reading this card is now the fire marshal. Is now the fire marshal. Explain the escape plan if a fire started and then give out 2 drinks. Oh, okay. So, if the fire happened, you would just give us 2 drinks and we die here?
No, I said we're going to go out the front door. Like, we're just going to go down the stairs and, you know, leave because it's not that big of an apartment. Yeah. It's kind of easy, right?
Yeah. Then how about this? Instead, you give someone, one person, 2 drinks.
I'm fine with that.
Are you fine with that? Because it's out of us two.
I'll let you rock, paper, scissors for it.
Best out of 3 or 1-on-1?
Best out of 3.
Okay.
You gotta build suspense.
Alright, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah! Damn
it. It was so close. It was
I know, I was so scared.
I told you how to build up anticipation.
Here, so you can just take back to back.
Yeah, but Tux is dying. I didn't think about him. He's dead. He can stay in here.
No, I'm sure one of us would grab him up. If he even... No, never mind. He don't like the outside, so...
No, he actually... Now, every time somebody opens a door, he tries to escape.
Yeah, he's been coming
for real? Ever since I took him outside.
Yeah, I remember you told me that one time. Or no, you posted on your story.
Yeah, right? And I'm walking outside.
Yeah, I was like... I was like, damn. He finally trying to be outside now.
Yeah, that's the problem. One of my cats ran outside, and now he tries to get outside every time.
Yeah, but I don't want to fucking, you know, run away.
We should have Tux meet Oreo.
Bro. That'd be funny.
Are you down?
I don't care. I'm done.
But I have to walk up with Tux to Oreo. Because if I'm with Oreo and you walk up with
Tux... Just throw Tux in there.
Oreo's gonna kill me.
I know, but it'd be funny.
I feel bad though. Tux is one of the bros. I'd have to go to his funeral.
You're not gonna go to Tux's funeral?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd have to.
Well, yeah, but when he dies, like 70 years from now.
Yeah, I'll still go to
his funeral. I don't know about 70. He's pretty. Actually, he's getting healthier again.
My cat is fat as fuck, and he's like 7 years old, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, but you also are with your cat all the fucking time.
No, no.
Actually, that's true.
How old is he?
He's like almost 3, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember. We calculated it.
Yeah, he was like 2.5, like a lot of months ago.
Yeah, a lot of months ago.
So he's probably like around 3 years old now.
Whose turn is it?
Wait, I'm taking my shots.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm gonna die. Alright.
Bueno. Senor. Okay. Oh, wait.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so nasty. Bro. But it's okay. Ready? Ready, ready.
If only you got a double shot glass. You get one.
A dually?
Yeah.
Everyone must take a sip out of a drink without using their hands.
What?
Everybody has to take a drink without using their hands.
Okay, so...
How the fuck can you hit a bomb without...
I got it.
Bro.
There's a wing. How am I supposed to hit it? There's nothing in there. Bro, God damn it. I'll just rip two
weed
hands.
There's weed here.
How am I supposed to hit it?
Grab I'll it with your it, elbows.
Yeah, you do it. Since you're taking a drink.
I'll gun you.
Here, I'll go ahead and take my drink without using my hands.
That's cheating. That's your fucking palms.
No, it's wrists.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. That's true.
You worry? You think I don't know how I'm gonna light this shit?
Here, I can press the button for you.
No, bro, I got it. I know how to do this shit.
Burns himself.
No, I got it. I already have burns for days. I don't give a fuck.
A fourth degree burn. All over his arm.
Oh, I forgot. This one is this one. Yeah.
I just said four because one. It sounds worse, you know?
This one?
Yeah.
Like 4 stars in this GTA.
Yeah.
It's kind of worse.
It is.
So that's why I said fourth degree. Is it worse or is that better?
Fourth?
Technically, the worst one to get is a second degree. Because a first one is just barely like skin. Second degree is a destroyed muscle, but it didn't, or it destroyed some of your skin, but not all of it. So there's just an open wound there. And third is it completely gets rid of the skin and you just see muscle. And third is really, like, this is what this is. This is a third degree burn. It doesn't hurt. It hasn't hurt. It's just been growing slowly.
Yeah,
and then a first degree is like the one right here. This one on my hand is just like a flesh wound.
Yeah.
But
you want water?
Yeah, please. But
you
second
want,
degree is
probably
so.
Yeah, please.
Purified water.
Hey, help you. You then use your water, Brayden.
Thank you.
No problem. You know one? Arkweed.
What?
Argo.
Sure.
Keep us somewhat hydrated.
I like you're like, how am I gonna feel it? But I can still put water in it.
I don't go. Well,
is it gonna hit? See if it's gonna hit. It was good. Put ice in there.
That's true. It has an ice catcher.
That is true.
We should use it. Just because it's there.
Whoops.
Damn.
I'll put it in your sink so it'll melt.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to put ice in it. Over here is the loose already.
Okay, that's it.
Nah, you can fit. Beady, beady. Get there.
Ah, yes. Great for my lips. It'll be a little cold, but it's okay. It's
so clean.
Hey, no, but it'll feel good when you hit it.
It will. Now.
That, like, bowl was so
clean.
I'm gonna put my hair back for this.
When did I clean it, bro? I forgot I cleaned it.
I already have my hair done.
Oh. Man. See, I still have mine, even though I don't got it no more.
I just stopped carrying them because I stopped doing it. Maybe when it gets longer, I'll do it. But oh, you little troll. I wonder if we're wearing messages. Group chats, other messages. Teacher, other messages.
Just watching this man trying to turn this on with no hand.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying not to. There we go.
I'm trying to light it without using hands.
Drops it, burns everything. Oh, he did it. Okay. Hell yeah.
He did in fact do it.
Cold. I can respect it.
Thank you.
I can too. I want to hit it. It's probably still...
Yeah. He still doesn't use his hands.
The challenge is over, but...
Right, I don't give a fuck.
That was sexy.
Basically,
damn,
this is the shit we do. That's a big hit.
That is. It looks like milk.
Yeah, that shit hit. Like I said.
Well, both of you did it, so now I feel like I have to.
Obviously. You have to. It's becoming summer, Marco. It's becoming warmer. You're about to become happy again. You gotta have your. You had your, like, happiness during your... I mean, I have a little bit of happiness during the cold months. So, you gotta get your seasonal depression in quick.
So, here's the thing. My cold months, I get depressed, but I also really like my cold months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But whenever it comes to summer, I'm still depressed. It's just certain things are...
You have
just happier moods.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or more happier moments that I would
wish like everybody else
that
would
last longer
in the summer, so I could feel like I could kind of resonate off that.
Well, either way, I feel like happiness is a myth. It's only a momentarily feeling that you have for moments that you live, and you...
You're so fucking edgy! Emo bitch!
I get it.
I absolutely get it.
Happiness isn't like a feeling you'll feel forever in life. That's just...
That's a momentary thing.
How it is.
Yeah.
Like, especially in this day and age, that's why I say it's like...
Yeah, everything has to end.
Exactly. But it's the dark times that help us appreciate those times more. With the people that we have those moments with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I never took one of my drinks.
Oh.
So, let me do mine real quick. Even though I hit the bomb multiple times. Okay.
Well, then. You got Marco. Yeah, I was about to say, you really don't... I thought the first thing to do would be to do that.
I didn't even think of that.
That's what I would have done if I was at a camp.
I didn't even think of that.
That was the first thing I thought of. But I was like, how am I supposed to do that with this?
That almost fell out of my teeth when I was
picking
it up.
I just did it.
I like clenched my teeth hard as fuck in that shit.
I'm gonna steal this. This tastes a lot better than that.
I mean, hit it as much as you want.
Oh yeah, I don't...
Finally have my own.
Yeah, you don't
so
use
I got
yours.
You. Yeah, I don't vape at my stuff anymore. I only do it socially.
Really?
Marco, do it
well,
socially.
You want to hit it? Well, if you want menthol.
This is a...
Y'all always hit. Let me hit y'all's shit, so y'all don't even have to
this
ask.
This is my
grab
first...
It.
Thank you, bro.
Of course.
Thank you. And this is my first time hitting it in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I want to...
Good shit.
Yeah, that's good. I want to quit so fucking...
See, I don't want to quit because I do... I just like to have something to do, obviously, like I said before.
I do it mostly
when
I
do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it doesn't cure my boredom anymore like it did before. So I'm still all fidgety even with it. And I'm just like, okay, well, now I'm just... Might as well not do it because mm-hmm. it's just going
to
put my health even worse.
Yeah,
so
to say. You,
so that way it's just only social.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot more free time than me, though. So, like, in
so
me,
I fidget
I'm
a
like,
lot.
Yeah, you fidget a lot. Yeah. Me, I'm like, oh, I'm focused in on something for 3 hours. Oh, I have an hour. Let me chief this shit. Oh, I'm at work, so I'm busy for, like, 2 hours. And I go chief my shit, and then I go do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, it's just giving me breaks in my day at this point. It's not even, like, to do it. It's just to clear my head for a minute. And it's annoying. It's kind of sickening. So,
yeah.
Whose turn? Is it my turn?
It's your turn, yeah.
Oh, I have the app, the Sober app, and I have it because I just want to be able to keep track of the time.
Yeah.
Drink if you actually watch the TikToks your friends send you. I don't even have TikTok
anymore. I don't
anymore.
Have TikTok anymore. I deleted it.
I have it, but I don't watch anything that people send me. I barely even watch anything in general. I just post on it, like, rant about dumb shit, and then
it makes sense.
But it's only when I'm high.
Yeah.
But, what's it called? What was I saying beforehand?
So nobody drinks. What the fuck?
But yeah, so I figured the Nick thing. I just figured might as well have a timer for it. And literally my reasoning on the app is gives me headaches and tastes bad after a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
it does give me really bad headaches if I do it a lot. So I just stop.
I just got it right now. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
headache.
You see?
Yeah, because lately I've been doing it a lot more. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because what's it called? When I... The fact that I had so much free time, like, being here alone, it was, like, I was doing it a lot. and I fidget a
it's
lot.
It's the free time that kills it.
Yeah, and it's like, I just felt like I needed something to do, and then after a bit, I was like, this is starting to taste really fucking bad for no reason, and like any of them that I hit,
yeah,
and like, and it's really hurting my head, mm-hmm. and I was like, I need to stop.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so, yeah, I was like, no, I'll just do it socially, because as much as I know I can quit, I just genuinely do enjoy, like, having something to stop me a little bit.
See, the main reason is I went a long fucking time without buying vapes again. Mm-hmm. Like, I went a while, and the only reason I did is because Will Smith was sick.
Yeah.
And to get her off of that, I used these, so I started buying them so she could use them.
Yeah.
And so now I'm back buying them. So it sucks because I'm sinking money into something that I really don't enjoy that much. So,
but it's also to help somebody else.
But it's to help somebody else. So it's kind of a...
Which, I mean, is that getting better? Because I realize she wouldn't ask for any cigarettes.
She hasn't been smoking them that often. Like,
that's good, bro.
Literally, I think she's had
or
like
maybe,
one in the past like, couple of months.
That's actually...
So, just
even trying to talk to quitting that.
Which we're going slowly. To because she needs to. She's been smoking cigs, weed, this for fucking like years.
If she could switch to like just weed over something like that, then it would at least be a lot better for
it
her.
It would be. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Fucking, but it's all like little steps and everything. Like I could say, I've been smoking more cigs lately. I've been smoking like one every time I drive to work, or like even on the way back from work.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck it, and it's just been like that. So now I only have like three left in my box, and then I was just like, and then fucking, I don't know. I haven't touched the last couple of days because I was like, if I'm gonna do this Nick thing, might as well not touch the cigs too.
Yeah. So my son, I had one was outside. My grandma offered me one. I was like. Yeah, so I had one, so I was fucking as hell. I loved it. And I haven't went for another one. Because so, I don't care that much. I had it in that moment because I was stressed and I was offered it. Now I'm not going out of my way to get one. So
yeah, there's no reason to.
Like, there's no reason. I don't.
Then.
I was addicted for 2 years, you know? I don't want to start that shit again. That's annoying, so.
Especially at this age.
Yeah.
Like, what's just really putting us at risk so early on? Who's next?
I drew, and it was everybody who isn't following me on Instagram giving it then drink, but I'm pretty sure both of you do.
Yeah.
But I'm about to probably head to go, because it's 6:55, so.
Honestly, we might end it there.
Yeah. I was going to say, how long is it?
Because it's at 42 minutes, which is honestly not bad.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
But it's not like we need anything to cut out.
Yeah, we didn't really say anything that we needed to cut out.
No, nothing. So
do we need to review it, anything that we literally there's nothing that was said.
I don't think there was anything really said.
Yeah, nobody gave any like personal information, did they? Mm-hmm. All right, and we're good then. Well, I guess it's good for everybody, and this it's raw, so I guess obviously there's no cutting out, so
yeah,
there you go.